Start. This is dictating on Christopher Hayden. H-A-Y-D-E-N. Hayden.
I'm going to go back 1 minute.
Christopher. C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Date of birth is 3/27/72. Date of visit is 11/3/25. Please make a copy for the primary MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and chronic bronchitis. Next paragraph. Respiratory illness. This is a ...53-year-old male with a past history of chronic kidney disease stage 4. Status post 2 renal transplants. History of hypertension and gout. And a prior history of pneumonia. Was treated for persistent cough since this past September. The patient also was sent for a chest CT done on the chest CT was done on 4/19/25. And it showed a patchy tree and bud, ground glass infiltrates bilaterally, greater on the left side, and a tiny left pleural effusion. Also had bronchial wall thickening in the lower lobes and lingula, with multifocal mucus plugging on the left. The patient has been treated with antibiotic therapy for bronchiectasis and mucus plugging. And he had a follow-up chest x-ray on 9/26/25, which showed basilar increased pulmonary markings and atelectatic changes suggestive of inflammation. He is not on any home oxygen. He did have a pulmonary function study in November of 24, which showed mild obstructive disease and no significant response to bronchodilator use. Presently is coughing up clear mucus and has no chest pain, hemoptysis, fever, chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of kidney transplants times 2. And he has had knee surgery and ear surgery following ear surgery. He also had AV fistula in 96 and was treated for influenza A in February of 25 and exacerbation of bronchitis in April this year. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next, habits, patient denies smoking, no significant alcohol use. Next, let's see, allergies none. Next, family history, father died of heart disease. Mother is in good health. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness. No urinary frequency burning. And has no, she does have shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. No nausea, vomiting, abdominal pains or diarrhea. No anxiety or depression. She has easy bruising, generalized joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures or headache. No memory loss or skin rash. Next, med list included mycophenolate 500 mg BID, tacrolimus 30 mg BID, metoprolol 50 mg BID, prednisone 5 mg a day, Lysix 40 mg daily, Glyxambi, GLYXAMBI, Glyxambi. Daily. Next paragraph. Let's see. Oh, can you also mention Lysix 40 milligrams a day and Aldactone 25 milligrams daily and sodium bicarbonate 1 TID. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female. Alert, no acute distress. There's no pallosinus, there's ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, blood pressure 132/70, pulse is 82, respirations 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 219, saturation 98, HE and anomalous pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal because injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple number is thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements for decreased excursions with crackles, lung bases, diffuse wheezes palatally. Heart pumps are irregular, sonorous tone, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, the reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph, crash number 1, bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. And number 2 is chronic kidney disease, stage 4B. Number 3 is chronic bronchiectasis with acute exacerbation. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to. Next paragraph, impression number 1 now. Chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Number 2, multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 3, history of chronic kidney disease with acute renal failure. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to lose weight. Advised to get a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And advised to come back for follow-up here approximately 2 months earlier. Necessary. Thank you.